It's time for Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management. Here's your host, Randy Martinson.
USDA's weekly crop progress report showed we have 7% of the nation's corn left to plant. Although we're on pace with the five-year average, looking at the weather forecast might throw a little bit of a wrench in getting this last part percent of the crop planted. When we return from the break, we'll talk a little bit about that.
Spring planting is here, and time to make the final adjustments to your 2025 crop plans. That makes it even more important to have information on what's really going to help drive the markets and to help determine market potential. Will your MPCI coverage be enough to cover the value of the growing crop? Maybe this is the year to consider hail insurance. Martinson Ag writes hail insurance with five different companies and can find the policy that fits your operation the best. Call Martinson Ag at 701-205-4200, the risk management specialist. Martinson Ag is an equal opportunity provider.
When breaking down the planting progress for corn for the U.S. as of last Sunday, we're looking at having some issues still out there as far as corn planting is concerned. 7% of the nation's corn is still left to plant. That equates to about 6.6 million acres. And at this point, with the weather forecast, it appears that not all those acres could get planted. Looking at the major states, Illinois has got 7% of its corn acres left to plant. That's about 777,000 acres. They're on par for their five-year average pace. Indiana has 14% left to plant, or that equates to about 756,000 acres. They're 4% behind their five-year average pace. Ohio has 15% left of its corn to plant, about 487,000 acres. They're 15% behind their five-year average pace. Pennsylvania has 36% of their corn crop left to plant, or about 349,000 acres. They're 13% behind their five-year average pace. Kentucky has 20% left to plant, or about 320,000 acres. They're 9% behind their five-year average pace. And Tennessee has 10% of its crop left to plant. That equates to about 90,000 acres. And they're 5% behind their five-year average pace. So we're not only just seeing some of these states delayed as far as their planting progress is concerned, but they're also behind their five-year average. And a lot of that is due to the cool, wet conditions that most of these states have been experiencing. Now there's heavy rains in the forecast for parts of the southern corn belt and the eastern seaboard, which will likely continue to slow down planting progress in these areas. And it's likely we will not see all the corn acres completely get planted. The big question will be answered, though, on June 30th when we see where the acreage report is expected to come out. But anything less than coming in as expected will definitely lower production estimates and could lower our ending stocks estimate to make the corn number continue to look a little bit friendly.
You've been listening to Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management.